हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यां तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः अथ कर्मयोगो नाम तृतीयोऽध्यायः अर्जुन उवाच जायसी चेत्कर्मणस्ते मता बुद्धिर्जनार्दन तत्किं कर्मणि घोरे मां नियोजयसि केशव व्यामिश्रेणेव वाक्येन बुद्धिं मोहयसीव मे तदेकं वद निश्चित्य येन श्रेयोऽहमाप्नुयाम् श्रीभगवानुवाच लोकेऽस्मिन् द्विविधा निष्ठा पुरा प्रोक्ता मया नघ ज्ञानयोगेन साङ्ख्यानाम् कर्मयोगेन योगिनाम् ऐ एम् नाट् गोइङ्ग् टु रीड् मोर् देन् दिस् जस्ट् बिगिन् दि गीता क्लास् द चाण्टिङ्ग् मेक्स् अस् फील् दट् वि आर् चाण्ट् लर्निङ्ग् भगवद्गीता अदर् पीपल् फील् ओ वाट् इस् इट् ओन्ली इफ् यु आर् रीडिङ्ग् भाष्यं वि डोण्ट् फील् दट् वि आर् रीड् लर्निङ्ग् भगवद्गीता दट्स् वै लुक् एट् वि रीड् द वर्सस् It looks as though Bhasham is taking us away from something. That's not true. In fact, what exactly is the heart of Vyasa Bhagavan revealed as Bhagavan's Krishna's teachings and becomes much clearer only when you go through the Bhasham. So Bhagavan's Shankara Bhagavatpada begins his Bhasham in elaborately, slowly and steadily he presents his Bhasham. He is not in a hurry. Shankaracharya is not at all in a hurry. He takes his own time to come to the first verse. How does he introduce? We just saw the first sentence of the last, I think the whole class was on the first line, wasn't it? Last class. Shankara Bhagavatpada justifies Arjuna's grief. Already he was grieving. Arjuna was already grieving. And that is why he wanted Bhagavan to teach him. The second chapter. Surrendering himself to Bhagavan as a disciple. Though Arjuna was a Bhagavan's contemporary brother-in-law, a good friend, but still he never became a disciple of Bhagavan. Krishna was for him a playmate, a friend. But first time Arjuna surrendered and saying that he was Sishyaha. And he said, Prapannaha, he was a Prapannaha. See, to receive the teaching from Bhagavan, one must become a Prapannaha. I told you many times before, Prapannaha means the one who has taken refuge. The one who has surrendered. Unless and until we surrender, will not get the teachings. And he surrendered to Bhagavan himself and claiming himself to be a Sishyaha, Aham Te Sishyaha, Mam Shadhi. It was, may you protect me. So Bhagavan had to protect him only by teaching, by blessing with Jnanam. So that is when teaching began. So the whole teaching went very well. And Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces in the third chapter, yes, two committed lifestyles have been prescribed and two disciplines have been prescribed for people of two different mental disposition. So people of two different mental disposition are not inferior or superior. People of two different disposition, that's all. None is superior, none is inferior. Because people, in living this life and different lives, people become refined. Gradually people become more and more refined. When they're born into this world, people are of different mental dispositions. I mean, the mental refinement, people differ in their the level of mental refinement. So based on the difference in mental refinement, the teaching also has to be prescribed. The lifestyle has to be prescribed. Disciplines have to be prescribed to enable them to accomplish the absolute. So a person who has fourfold qualifications, otherwise who is said to be a person who has Viveka Vairagyam, naturally he can go through discipline of Jnana Yoga. Not only that, this going through discipline of Jnana Yoga, the person after having gone through Savanam and Mananam, having got the knowledge, then it is very important for him to just to be contemplative. So the having the contemplative mental disposition, a person who has the contemplative mental disposition, naturally should involve himself only in contemplation to the exclusion of all other activities. That is what is emphasized here. Then karma sannyasa eva. Achya person eligible for sannyasa only. The person who is not yet prepared adequately, of course, he also has to attain jnanam. He also has to attain moksha only. There's no choice. In purusharthe no bhedaha. There's no difference in purusharta. An unprepared minded or a prepared minded, all of them, goal is the same. But to accomplish the goal, what they should do, that is where the difference is there. So there's no choice between these two different disciplines, karma yoga and jnana yoga. All the people, every individual has to go through both these disciplines choicelessly. Sequentially, they have to be gone through. Because they two different contribute for two different purposes. As karma yoga, living one's life, converting one's actions into a preparatory discipline with the proper attitude towards action and the result, and also with total commitment to dharma, is important in due, because in order to become mentally prepared for the attainment of jnanam. Of course, that itself will not be enough. Mental preparation itself is for the understanding of the teaching and for assimilation of the teaching. Because finally, the assimilated vision of the Shastram is moksha, is jnanam. That is jnanam, which is moksha. So it is very important for a person to have pure and steady mind. And mental purification and mental steadiness is possible. The steadiness implies vairagyam. And a purification implies commitment to dharma, viveka also. Without viveka, vairagyam is not possible. Without vairagyam, distraction-free attention is not possible. Shankaracharya very seriously emphasizes vairagyam. If a person has the dispassion, detachment, then it is nothing can distract a person from his focus on one swarupam. Our contemplation is effortless, and always remaining steadfast in the vision also is possible only if a person has vairagyam, detachment. Because any small thing can easily distract us, divert our attention. Finished. Attention goes away means assimilation is not possible. Once it becomes ascertained, assimilated, then you don't need to worry. Attention cannot go anything. You will never lose sight of the vision. But until then, we wake. Vairagyam is so important. That is why the vairagyam is there. The tremendous vairagyam is there. Detachment is there. Then that person is mentally going through sannyasa. Even if sannyasa physically, even if he's not very saffron drop also, he's sannyasi only. That sannyasa bent of mind is very important for jnanam, assimilation, ascertainment, for contemplation. So we saw all that, and so beautifully he introduced the topic, and we have already seen those meanings. I'm not going back to these lessons. So we understood that Arjuna, after listening to the teaching of second chapter, expressed his restlessness, expressed his restlessness means expressed his grief in the form of mental disturbance. And Shankara Bhagavatpada considers Arjuna's mental disturbance. And he thinks it is appropriate on the part of to be disturbed mentally. And Arjuna's the opening verse of the third chapter reveals Arjuna's disturbance. Arjuna's question reveals his mental disturbance. So he asked if knowledge was considered to be this only means of attainment of moksha. If knowledge was considered to be superior to karma, greater than karma, then why he was involved in karma? Why should he be asked to do karma? So directly he asked Bhagavan, Ghore karmani mam kim niyojayasi, he Keshava, Ghore karmani mam kim niyojayasi. And you, what is this, Krishna? It is what I can understand how Arjuna would have talked to Bhagavan Krishna, you know. Buddhi, you know, karmanaha buddhihi jayasi chet kim mam ghore karmani niyojayasi. Krishna, buddhihi mataha chet. If knowledge is superior, knowledge is considered to be superior to action, knowledge is considered to be greater than karma, then kim gore karmani niyojayasi? Why do you appoint me? Why do you involve me in this terrible act of killing, fighting? Not some other karma, you see. Go and do that work. This work could have been easier. But ghoram karma, yudhyasva, you always say. Ghore karma ni kim mam niyojayasi? What's the first question? Second question is what? And then, and he thought Bhagavan sounded very contradictory for him. Vyamishrena iva vakyena. Vyamishram vakya means what? Contradictory statement. You want moksha, Arjuna? You need only jnanam. Come on, go and do your duty now. Fight. This is exactly this expression, okay? You want freedom from all problems? Yes, moksha. മോക്ഷ ജ്ഞാനം ഇസ് ടു ഓൺലി മീൻസ്. ഒരു ഓപ്പണിംഗ് വേഴ്സ് ഹീ സെഡ് പണ്ഡിതാഹ ന അനുശോചന്തി. സോ വൈസ് പീപ്പിൾ ഡു നോട്ട് ഗ്രീവ്. സോ വാട്ട് യു നീഡ് ഇസ് ഓൺലി വിസ്ഡം. ഹി മേഡ് വെരി ക്ലിയർ വെരി ഫസ്റ്റ് സെന്റൻസ്. ബട്ട് വാട്ട് ഡിഡ് ഹി സേ ലേറ്റർ ഓൺ? യുദ്ധസ്വ തസ്മാത് യുദ്ധസ്വ. നൗ യു ഗോൺ ഫൈറ്റ്. ദീസ് വാട്ട് ഇസ് വ്യാമിശ്രം വാക്യം. അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ്? നൗ വ്യാമിശ്രം വാക്യം മീൻസ് വാട്ട്? കോൺട്രഡിക്ടറി സ്റ്റേറ്റ്മെന്റ്. Instead of asking him to go and pursue jnanam, he asked him to do karma. That's what Vamishtam Vakyam. So, he could not tell Bhagavan directly, oh, you're really confusing me. Instead, Krishna, you sound contradictory. Your statement sound contradictory. You seem to be confusing me. Vyamishrena eva vakyena me buddhi mohayasi eva me. Please tell me only one Krishna. Do the karma. Or you must say what? Go and pursue jnanam. That is ekam nischitya vada. Tell me only one thing. Either I should be asked to do karma as a means of attainment of moksha. Or I should be asked to pursue only jnanam. Instead, vyamishtam. വ്യാമിശ്രേണൈവ വാക്യേന മേ ബുദ്ധി മോഹയസി തത് ഏകം നിശ്ചിത്യവദ. പ്ലീസ് ഡു ടെൽ മീ ഓൺലി വൺ തിങ് ഡെഫിനറ്റ്ലി. തത് ഏകം നിശ്ചിത്യവദ. ഇസ്ന്റ് ഇറ്റ്? സോ ഇൻ ദീസ് ടു വേഴ്സസ് അർജുന റിയലി പോർഡ് ഔട്ട് ഹിസ് ഹൈറ്റ് ഓഫ് മെന്റൽ ഡിസ്റ്റർബൻസ്. ദർഫോർ ഭഗവാൻ വിശാഖ കൗശങ്കർ ഭഗവത്പാദ ഇൻട്രൊഡ്യൂസ്ഡ് ഹി ഭഗവാൻ ശങ്കർപാദ Shankara Bhagavatpada actually stands with Arjuna in his commentary. He thinks Arjuna's mental disturbance was appropriate, legitimate. It is natural for him to ask such a question. Therefore, and Bhagavan also had to give appropriate answer for that, isn't it? Of course, Bhagavan will give appropriate answer. That's where we left. Remember, I'm not going back to the same thing to take a lot of time. Arjuna claimed himself to be a Shreyorthi. Of course, he was a Shreyorthi. Shreyorthi means what? The one who is aspiring for Shreyas. Shreyas Arthyate Yena Saha Shreyorthi. Shreyas means absolute good, ultimate good, which is Mokshaha. All of us are Shreyorthinaha. We are all Shreyorthinaha. That's why we are studying Bhagavad Gita. Okay? If you are not interested in moksha, why should we study Bhagavad Gita? We don't need to waste our time. Okay? So, Shreyorthi, we are all Shreyorthinaha. So, Arjuna was a Shreyorthi. And then he also Bhaktaha. Bhaktaha means what? Kidusha Bhaktaha. He was a real devotee. Was Jignyasu Bhaktaha. Jignyasu Bhaktaha, he was not simply Artharthi Bhaktaha, Artha Bhaktaha. He was Jignyasu Bhaktaha. He wanted to know. Arjuna was a Bhaktaha, so we are all Bhaktaha. We are all Jignyasu Bhaktaha. We are all Shreyorthinaha. So Arjuna says, Shreyorthire Bhaktaya Katham. That's where I left. Sakshat Sadhanam. സാങ്ക്യ ബുദ്ധിനിഷ്ഠാം ശ്രവയിത്വ. ആൻഡ് വാട്ട് ഈസ് ശ്രേയസ് സാധനം? വാട്ട് ഈസ് ദ മീൻസ് ഓഫ് അറ്റൈൻമെന്റ് ഓഫ് ദി ശ്രേയസ്? ശ്രേയസ് സാധനം, ശ്രേയസ സാധനം, ശ്രേയസ് സാധനം. ഡു റിമെമ്പർ ദ സെന്റൻസ് നൗ? ശ്രേയസ സാധനം, ശ്രേയസ് സാധനം, ദ മീൻസ് ഓഫ് അറ്റൈൻമെന്റ് ഓഫ് മോക്ഷ, ശ്രേയസ്. വാട്ട് ഈസ് ദറ്റ്? സാങ്ക്യബുദ്ധിനിഷ്ഠ ഈസ് ദി സാധനം ഫോർ ശ്രേയസ്. സാങ്ക്യബുദ്ധിനിഷ്ഠ ഈസ് ദി സാധനം, സാക്ഷാത് സാധനം. സോ സാങ്ക്യബുദ്ധിനിഷ്ഠ മീൻസ് കമ്മിറ്റ്മെന്റ് ടു ദി പെർസ്യൂട്ട് ഓഫ് നോളജ്, ദി അറ്റൈൻമെന്റ് ഓഫ് നോളജ്. ദി അസറ്റൈൻഡ് വിഷൻ ഓഫ് ദ ട്രൂത്ത് ഈസ് ദി ഡയറക്ട് മീൻസ് ഓഫ് അറ്റൈൻമെന്റ് ഓഫ് മോക്ഷ. സാങ്ക്യബുദ്ധിനിഷ്ഠാം ശ്രവയിത്വ Then, mom, Karmani, drishta aneka anarthayukte paramparyena pi anekantika shaya prapti pale niyujyat. So having told me about the greatness of jnanam, having talked to me about the Sankhya Buddhi Nishtha, then why do you involve me, Krishna, in this karma? See, Sankhya Buddhi Nishtha means what? The way of life which is totally dedicated for the pursuit of jnanam. Allah, committed lifestyle involving the discipline of Jnana Yoga is Sankhya Buddhi Nishtha. It is the living a life of Jnana Yoga. I'm going through discipline, Shravanam, Manam, Nididhyasanam sequentially is the means of attainment of moksha, means of attainment of freedom. Then, vacha kshayorthine bhaktaya jnana yoga nishtham shreyasadhanam shraveti. Bhagavan first makes him listen, teach him. He taught him. Having taught that, and Bhagavan again asked him to do karma. He involved him in karma. What sort of karma? Why should Bhagavan persuade Arjuna to do karma? Why Bhagavan insist that Arjuna should do karma? Kimartam karmani niyunjyat. Karmani kimartam niyunjyat. Why should Bhagavan insist that Arjuna should do karma? Arjuna's question. That to which sort of karma? Drishta aneka anarthayuktam karma. Drishta aneka anarthayuktam karma. See, this karma definitely is associated with countless number of problems. Anartha means problem. Why, what is the problem? That which causes mental disturbance and pain is problem. Problem is that which causes, which disturbs one's easiness. Problem is a disease. Problem is disturbs one's easiness. So not one, any karma involves or associated with many, many problems. Aneka anarthayuktam karma. Drishta aneka anarthayuktam karma means even if a person given the discipline of karma yoga, being given the discipline of karma yoga means involving oneself in activities. But the activities are associated with the countless number of problems. Then, why should he be involved? So, involving oneself in the discipline of karma yoga, following a discipline of karma yoga means involving oneself in activities. Involving oneself in activities means all sorts of activities, which means living one's life as a grihastha, householder. And living one's life as a householder means you can understand the responsibilities of a householder. Right from the time of getting married and afterwards until the children of the family get married, in after becoming grandparents also, up to the babysitting and helping, you can imagine. Okay, right from the time of marriage. See, before marriage, okay, free bird. From the time of marriage, I imagine how long, it now endless. Nowadays, many grandparents complain. Now it is not my duty. They want to help children, their children. But still they complain. I had to look after my grandchildren. I have no freedom. I don't have time to go to temple. I don't have time to japam. And they dump the children with me and go away. I tell you how many people. So what? It's endless, isn't it? Now afterwards also, unless you know how to draw a line, it will never end. Until the last breath, you're energetic. People will come and grab your time and energy for their work. The whole world is like that. The whole world, if you are a resourceful person, anyway, energetic, resourceful, and people would like to make use of you. Nothing wrong being available for use, for right karma, good purpose, but there's a limit. You should know how to draw a line, where to draw a line, isn't it? That to have that prudence, again you need Shankar Bhagavatpada's support and help. Hold on to Shankar Bhagavatpada's little finger, walk along with him. Don't leave him. Okay? And then you are safe. So that you will know where to dial in and come back. Otherwise you'll get lost. You'll be kidnapped by the whole world for things, for their people of their own needs. Why people? It is not wrong on the part of the people. That is how people are. That's how the world is. Okay, so let's go back to this lesson here. Therefore, Arjuna's worry was what? Aneka drishta aneka anartha yukte parampariyena, one after the other. Okay. Anekantika shayav prapti pale karmani. Okay. Again, this will the karma is going to keep one in what? Enjoying the result, which will be endless also. So why should you involve me? So Bhagavan's answer must be definitely such that it removes Arjuna's disturbance. Even though Arjuna's mental disturbance was appropriate, legitimate, still Bhagavan's answer also must be such that it should remove Arjuna's disturbance. Tadu anurupaha prashnaha. I'm going to next sentence now. Next sentence. So Arjuna's question was okay. Now, exactly I left this part. Prashna pakarana vakyam cha bhagavata uktam yathokta vibhaga vishaye shastre. Do you remember? This is where I left last class. It takes some time to come back. Okay. Prashna apakarana vakyam cha bhagavata uktam. So it was replied by Bhagavan. How? Bhagavan's reply, it was by Bhagavan, that Bhagavan's reply was in such a way that it would remove Arjuna's question, which means Bhagavan gave appropriate answer, which will put an end to Arjuna's doubt. Prashna apakarana vakyam cha bhagavata uktam yathokta vibhaga vishaye shastre. See, yathokta vibhagaha, 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 vishayaha. Vibhagaha, vishayaha means the subject matter of this shastram. Shastrasya vishayaha vibhagaha. The subject matter of this shastram taught by Bhagavan was mainly this division, twofold division. Twofold division in terms of karma yogaha and jnana yogaha. Twofold division in terms of karma yogaha and jnana yogaha formed the subject matter of the shastram. So Bhagavan's answer given stating the division or twofold division కర్మయోగా అండ్ జ్ఞాన యోగ ది శాస్త్రం వాజ్ ఆల్సో అప్రోప్రియేట్ ఆన్సర్. సో మేకింగ్ ఇట్ వెరీ క్లియర్ దట్ అర్జున వాజ్ నాట్ డిప్రైవ్డ్ ఆఫ్ అటైనింగ్ మోక్ష. అర్జున వాజ్ అఫ్ కోర్స్ హౌ కెన్ భగవాన్ డిప్రైవ్ ఎనీ వన్ ఆఫ్ అటైనింగ్ మోక్ష. అర్జున వాజ్ నాట్ ఆస్క్డ్ టు పర్స్యూ వాజ్ నాట్ ఆస్క్డ్ నాట్ టు పర్స్యూ అర్జున వాజ్ నాట్ ఆస్క్డ్ పర్ టు నాట్ టు పర్స్యూ ది జ్ఞాన యోగ. హీ వాజ్ నాట్ ఆస్క్ ఓన్లీ టు పర్స్యూ ది ఫాలో ది డిసిప్లిన్ ఆఫ్ కర్మ యోగ. భగవాన్ ఓన్లీ సెడ్ అంటిల్ వన్ బికమ్స్ మెంటలీ ప్రిపేర్డ్ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు గో త్రూ ది కర్మయోగ. దిస్ ఇస్ ది శాస్త్రస్ టీచింగ్ దే నోయింగ్ అర్జునాస్ స్టేట్ భగవాన్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్ట్ అర్జున మస్ట్ డూ హిస్ డ్యూటీస్ హీ హ్యాస్ టు గో త్రూ డిసిప్లిన్ ఆఫ్ కర్మయోగ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు బి రెడీ ఫార్ రిసీవింగ్ ది టీచింగ్ ఫార్ అసిమిలేటింగ్ ది టీచింగ్. Of course, there's no choice. Everyone has to go through both disciplines. One has to go through the discipline of Karma Yoga. One must take care of one's mental preparedness. See, it's not simply mental preparedness. Purna Vairagyam. If you don't have Vairagyam, if you don't have adequate degree of Vairagyam, come on, don't go for this contemplation business. You are not eligible there. So you will be successful as a contemplative person, be successful as a person given to study of this, even mananam, etc. Only if you have adequate vairagyam. Without vairagyam, you can't attend the classes regularly. You have hundreds of things, you know, priorities become different. Nothing else is there, people come to the class. Some people come to the class because nothing else is there, so they don't know what to do, therefore they come and sit in the class. That is the preparedness. How can one pursue jnanam? So what is the qualification to completely give up activities? What is the qualification to give completely all the activities? No more social obligatory duties. No more karma. My mind will focus only, all that I want is only jnanam, only moksha. No more involvement in anything. What they should do? One must be able to sit with subject matter of the Shastram all the time. If that preparedness is there, then one can give up everything and go to the ashrams. Sometimes doubts come. Should I go or not? The very doubt itself is enough to decide not to go. Doubt should not be there. So I should go or not. I should come on. Go means pack and go. That preparedness is not there. It's not that easy. One doesn't need to force oneself also that way. That's why Bhagavan says, come on, there's no rush. Okay? Place yourself on the right track. Without preparedness, if you go there, you can neither be a karma yogi, nor can you be successfully a jnana yogi. You cannot pursue jnanam also properly. And you cannot become mentally prepared also because you are not doing the needful. In the Bhagavan, you'll become what? You neither there, nor here. Isn't it? So one must be at least place oneself on some track so that at least one is taking care of one's real growth. Even being a karma yogi is a great tapas. Not an ordinary thing. Not at all ordinary thing. Being a karma yogi is a great tapas because one has to be conscious of dharma all the time. Not an easy joke. That's why one must be, and then one must be intensely prayerful to Bhagavan. Being a karma yogi means what? One must be intensely prayerful, fervently prayerful to Bhagavan, always seeking Bhagavan's grace to be able to live a life of dharma. Because not an easy joke at all. And then, having a proper attitude towards all that you are doing as with Isharpana Buddhi, especially Samattam, is not at all possible. Very difficult to remain balanced without elation and dejection when situations are different, desirable and undesirable. It is not at all easy. to have that tremendous strength to remain balanced in all situations, you know, you need, again, one has to be prayerful and worshipful. Therefore, that's why Bhagavan, how many of you said beautifully, now you have to fill your life with Ishvara. Bhagavan, one should live Bhagavan filled life. No other way. If you don't fill life with Bhagavan, prayer for strength to live a life of Dharma, prayer for the strength to be able to remain the same in all situations with the least dejection. Very, 100 people ask, I'm not able to pray. Because in every, all basic needs are taken care of. People don't know how to pray. People are not able to recognize what, no, not able to recognize their helplessness. They don't even see that I'm not able to pray. They don't even see that, you know, I should pray. I should seek help. Which means this is the level, because basic needs are taken care of means there's no surrender. There's no. So it is the, when I have food to eat, I have water to drink, I have air to breathe, I have comforts to live, I don't need to worry about anything. When this, you know, things move smoothly in life, people cannot pray. People come and ask me. I don't know what to pray for. Okay. People don't pray. And pray me or mechanically chant some slokas, mantras, light the lamp, because of, that's fear. God fearing. People, some fear is there. Mechanically, I do something, I feel satisfied. At least I have done something. That is not that. Whether you do something or not, intense prayer, fervent prayer is very, very important. Always prayer for strength, emotional strength, and the strength to be able to live consciously a life of values, and strength to be able to remain balanced in life in all situations. So prasada buddhi is a dharma anushtanam. Both are possible only if we have, we are prayerful. That's why karma yoga is a tapas. Thoughtfully being prayerful. Very important. So karma yoga should not be taken for granted. Only such a lifestyle in due course of time will help a person discover viveka and vairagyam. Now, vairagyam will be possible only if a person lives such a lifestyle. Total dispassion towards everything else. Bhagavan doesn't ask you to give up. You can't overnight give up everything. Bhagavad Gita does not ask anybody to give up anything in life. You're not asked to give up. Naturally, you should go out of desires. Grow out of desires for things in life. That naturally, effortlessly growing out of desires for things in life is possible only if there is a viveka. And that viveka needs certain degree. People say, no, I have viveka. I have viveka. Viveka should be, if viveka is there, vairagyam should be seen there. If vairagyam is not seen, there is no viveka yet. What is the viveka? What I am searching for is everlasting happiness. So everlasting thing alone can give me everlasting happiness. Therefore, I must discover that everlasting truth as a source of everlasting happiness. What is the truth? And this is what Shastram says. Bhagavan, Shastram says, the knower of the truth accomplishes the ultimate. Therefore, everlasting truth alone must be the source of everlasting happiness. So I must discover that. It cannot be, Shastram says, it is not away from you other than you. It is you. So the total commitment must become to the pursuit of jnanam. That is for which vairagyam, isn't it? Viveka is helpful. It is then naturally one grows out of desire for things. Then no more dependence. Emotional dependence is not there. It means you become the sadhus. Now sadhu is the most courageous person, bold person. Why? You are, nothing in the world can give you what you want. The courage comes, vairagyam results in the courage, bravery, the boldness. Vairagyam is there. Commitment is the part. Jnanam can give me means I want only Jnanam. So if you are not dependent on anything in the world, no more dependence means mind will not be discerned at all. No more sensory pleasures, objects, things. That's why Vairagyam is very important. That is why Bhagavan teaches this. In the Shastra itself presents two disciplines. Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. So this twofold division of Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga forms the subject matter of the Shastra. So Bhagavan gives an appropriate answer which would remove Arjuna's pain along with his doubt, along with his question. Okay. This is my introduction to today's class. You may think why I'm repeating. Sometimes I feel unless you say it will not work. Because Vairagyam is not enough on the part of people. I'm with people, so I'm very actually liberal. Some sadhus are very strict. They would not even teach Vedanta. I know one Swami was living in Tirunamalai. He would not accept a student as a student unless a person is already a sannyasi. He would not even teach Grihasthas. He says, it's a waste of time. Let them study. I'm not saying I should not do that. But what I'm saying, his seriousness is such. That is because Vairagyam is very, very important. Therefore, let us continue today's class here, where we left. Prashnapakarana vakyam cha bhagavata uktam yathokta vibhaga vishaye shastre. Kechittu. Now comes today news class. Sorry to have taken a lot of time. Pishtasya peshanam. Pishtasya peshanam means what? Grinding of the already ground. Okay? That I have. Pishtasya peshanam means grinding of the already ground. I have already done. So it must be very sour now. So it's okay. The new lesson. Kechittu. Arjunasya prashnartham. Anyatha kalpayitva. Tad pratikulam bhagavataha prativachanam varnayanti. Shankaracharya's worry is this. What is his worry? No. What is worry? Oh my God. There are some other people. This is what Bhagavan means. Okay. Those who are not prepared, Karma Yoga. For those who are prepared, Jnana Yoga. And unprepared have to become the prepared. And prepared would have been unprepared once upon a time. So undisciplined is inferior. Ultimately, these two disciplines have to be choicelessly, sequentially followed to attain Jnanam, which itself is Mokshaha. Okay, this is a teaching. But what some other people do, Kechit tu, whereas Kechit, there are some people who always, confuse. Who are the confusing people? Kechit, some people, whereas some people. Arjunasya prashnartham anyatha kalpaitva. Imagining, interpreting Arjuna, the meaning of Arjuna's question differently. Anyatha kalpaitva. Imagining, interpreting Arjuna, the meaning of Arjuna's question differently. They don't interpret this way. What do they do? Tat pratikulam bhagavataha prativachanam varnayanti. They also describe Bhagavan's reply also diagonally opposite to that question. Tat pratikulam, disagreeable answer. They describe, Bhagavan's answer to describe in such a way which is disagreeable. Pratikulam means disagreeable answer. Disagreeable. Pratikulam prativachanam varnayanti. So their interpretation is also wrong. Interpretation of the question is also wrong. The interpretation of Bhagavan's answer also is completely different. They don't interpret the way Adishankara Bhagavatpada interprets. They don't explain the way Adishankara Bhagavatpada explains. They interpret differently. They explain differently. Why? They are all jnana karma samuchaya vadinaha. They are all people who love karma. Here, jnana deva kaivalyam. For moksha, all that you need is only jnanam, nothing else. Karma is not required for moksha. What is it which is you needed? What is it which is needed for moksha? Only jnanam. Only jnanam. Then why should we perform karma? Karma has to be performed with the proper attitude in conformity with dharma, having him as a mind to become prepared for the attainment of jnanam, to become, to have contemplative disposition to assimilate the teaching. For only for mental preparedness karma is required. For moksha karma is not at all required. What is required directly is only jnanam. But these people interpret differently. How? Arjuna's question also they interpret differently. And Bhagavan's answer also they interpret differently. So karma, jnana karma samuchaya vadinaha, people who want to combine karma with jnanam as a means of attainment of moksha. People who want to combine karma with jnanam as a means of attainment of moksha. And such people are known as jnana karma samuchaya vadinaha. And if you see jnana karma samuchaya vadinaha, the people who are of the view of combination of karma with the jnanam as an ultimate of moksha are not people of, you know, they have internal differences. So there are many people with many views within their group. So internal difference also are there. Though they differ between themselves, differ among themselves in their views, they also fight and quarrel among themselves for the differences, but still they join together, join hands together as what? When the question of, oh, jnanam alone is not enough, the jnanam must be combined with the karma. So Shankara Bhagavatpada calls all of them. He doesn't want to mention now, very polite. He says, what now? Kechittu. Some people, Arjunasya. Arjunasya prativachana prashnartham anyata kalpayanti. So, kalpitva, having interpreted differently the meaning of Arjuna's question, these jnanakarma samuchayavadis, tat pratikolam bhagavataha prativachanam varnayanti. They also describe, explain, interpret Bhagavan's answer also differently. Non-agreeable, which is non-agreeable, which is opposite. Because there is no concordance between Arjuna's question and their answer. And their interpretation does not present the concordance between the question and the answer. Yathacha Atmana Sambandha Grante Gitarthaha Nirupitaha Tat Pratikulamcha Iha Punaha Prashna Prativachanayoho Artham Nirupayanti. So Shankara Bhagavad Pada mentions this as a first problem. What's the first he is going to present here, he is going to show us, using the situation, he is going to condemn and negate the views of Jnanakarma Samuchayavadis. The first problem is what now? Different interpretation of the meaning of Arjuna's question. And the different interpretation of Bhagavan's answer to Arjuna's question. Thereby presenting the discordance between the question and answer. Presenting the discordance between the question and the answer is the first problem. Secondly, yathacha Atmana Atmana Asambandha Grante Gitartho Nirupitaha Atmana Sambandha Grante Gitartha Nirupitaha Tat Pratikulam Chaiha Punah Prashna Prativachanarthai Prativachanayoho Artham Nirupayanti. Sambandha Grante Gitartha Nirupitaha Yatha. See, certain people who have written their commentary or explanation, such people in the very introduction, Gitartha here, Sambandha Grante Gitartha Nirupitaha Atma Nirupitaha. The meaning of the Bhagavad Gita Artham, the meaning of the Bhagavad Gita, presented in the very introduction, the very introduction to the explanation. Sambandha Grantha means Sambandha Grantha is actually introductory commentary. Sambandha Grante, in the comment, in the text presenting the introduction of Bhagavad Gita itself, the meaning of Bhagavad Gita is interpreted differently. See, the introduction itself presents the different interpretation of Bhagavad Gita. Sambandha Grante Gitartha Nirupitaha Tat Pratikulam. So in the very introduction, the text, in the very introduction to their interpretation of Bhagavad Gita itself, the meaning of Bhagavad Gita was given differently. Now, when they continue the interpretation of Bhagavad Gita, interpretation of the meanings of Bhagavad Gita verses, here or iha punaha, again here also, prashna prativachanayoho pratikulam artham nirupayanti. They try to prove completely different meanings meaning of both Arjuna's question and answer. Puna prativachanayo prashna prativachanayo artham punaha pratikolam artham nirupayanti. Prashna prativachanayo pratikolam artham punaha nirupayanti. So what does Shankaracharya say in this sentence? Let me make it very clear. It is not they give wrong interpretation only here. These only this jnana kramuchya vadinaha, people who are very of the strong view, knowledge itself is not enough for attainment of moksha. The knowledge of the atma must be combined with the performance of rituals or actions in order to attain mokshaha. This is a view. And such people, they with this strong view, they when they begin interpretation. Sambandha grante eva gita artham patikolam nirupayanti. In their introduction to Bhagavad Gita itself, they present the meaning of Bhagavad Gita differently. And when they continue their interpretation also, when they come to this point where they have to interpret the meanings of Arjuna's question, Bhagavan's answer, of course, they give only what now? Pratikulam artham nirupayanti. Prashnottarayoho. They only give completely different, non-agreeable interpretation of both Arjuna's question and Bhagavan's answer, which means there is no concordance. Their interpretation does not present, their explanation does not present the concordance between Arjuna's question and Bhagavan's answer. Is it clear? This much is the teaching. Arambathilaye tappa arambichu. Okay. Sambandha grante eva viruddham likhitva. Punaha. Throughout, they viruddham eva likhanti. They only interpret wrongly. Beginning with wrong interpretation, continuing with wrong interpretation, ending with the wrong interpretation. And present final conclusion, what? Jnanam should be combined with the karma. This is what is taught by Bhagavan Krishna. They present. I do not want to mention the name now because some people may get upset because their great followers are there. Okay. Of course, I do respect such people. If you see the person, how much I don't want to mention the name today, okay? Let me get stronger to mention the name next class. I mean, the guts to face the person, and then, is it? People who love such names. It's clear, isn't it? So Shankaracharya says, Punaha Arambe eva, the very Sambandha grante eva Gitartham pratikola muktva. Punaha Prashna prativachanayoho. Isn't it? Pratikola martham nirupayanti. What can we do? Katham Tatra Sambandha grante tavat. And the question comes, oh, they interpret in the beginning wrongly. They interpret in the middle also like this. Yes. How? Katham. Katham is the question. Tatra Sambandha Grante Tavat. Shankaracharya says, what they do in the very introduction to Bhagavad Gita, in the portion where they present the introduction to Bhagavad Gita, there itself, Tatra Sambandha Grante Tavat. What do they say? Sarvesham Ashraminam Jnana Karmanoho Samuchayaha Gita Shastre Nirupitaha Arthaha Iti Uktam. It is not in Shankara Bhagavatpada's introduction. In the introductory, in their Sambandha Grantha, in their introduction to Bhagavad Gita. See, Bhagavad Gita is the Grantha. Sambandha Grantha means what? In their introduction to Bhagavad Gita itself, they first itself they say very firmly. What do they say? Sarvesham ashraminam jnana karmanoho samuchayaha Gita shastre nirupitaha artaha. They say in Bhagavad Gita, this combination of karma with jnanam has been prescribed as a mean ultimate of moksha for people of all ashramas. Brahmachari, grihastha, jnanaprastha, sannyasi, people of all ashramas should what now? Should pursue jnanam and should always combine karma with jnanam as a means of attainment of moksha. So sannyasi also should perform karma even after the attainment of jnanam. Before attainment of jnanam, one must perform karma. After the attainment of jnanam also, one must combine karma with jnanam. Which ashrami? Sarvesham ashraminam. Sarvesham ashraminam. See, ashraminaha. Ashrami means what? A person belonging to a given ashramaha is called ashrami. Sarvesham ashraminam. For people of all different stages. Brahmachari ashrama, vanaprastha ashrama, grihastha ashrama, sannyasa ashrama. For people of all four ashrama, all different stages of life. Jnana karmanoho samuchayaha, combination of knowledge and karma, synthesis of knowledge and karma has been proved, established in the Bhagavad Gita. Gita shastre nirupitaha artaha. Iti uktam. This is what has been said by those people in their very introduction to Bhagavad Gita. Punaha viseshitancha. And this has been further explained. Punaha viseshitamcha. How explained? Yavat jiva shrutichoditani karmani parityajya. Kevala deva jnanat moksha prapyate iti etat ekantena eva pratishiddham. And further, it has been explained. Yavat jiva shrutichoditani karmani parityajya. Kevala deva jnanat moksha prapyate iti etat ekantena eva pratishiddham. It is totally contradicted. Ekantenave pratishiddha means what? Totally prohibited. See, they say, ekantenaeva pratishiddham. This has been, ekantena means absolutely, totally, completely prohibited, rejected, ignored by Bhagavan Krishna. What has been rejected by Bhagavan Krishna? They say this. Kevalat jnana deva mokshaha prapyate iti etat. Moksha is attained only through jnana, merely through knowledge. Moksha is attained merely through knowledge. This is totally contradicted by Bhagavan Krishna. Pratishidhyate, it's opposed by Bhagavan. They say this. And what should be done then? Yavat jiva shrutichoditani karmani parityajya. So having given up the rituals, activities prescribed by this shastram, and which he performed until one's last breath. Yavat jiva shrutichoditani karmani parityajya. Kevaladeva jnanat moksha prapite iti etade. Is exactly Shankaracharya's point, okay? Ekantaineva pratishiddham. See, yavat jiva. Shruti choditani karmani. Shruti shrutya choditani karmani. Means, the varieties of rituals, countless number of rituals prescribed by the Vedashastram. Now, Shruti Choditani Karmani. Having given up those activities, having given up those rituals, merely through knowledge, a person attain jnana, moksha, this state, this understanding is completely prohibited, contradicted by Bhagavan's Krishna, unacceptable by Bhagavan Krishna. Because there are statements, the yavat jiva, only a half sentence. Yavat jivam agnihotram juhyat. This is a statement. One must perform agnihotram ritual until one's last breath. This is said in the Karmakanda, but for whom? Yavat jivam agnihotram juhyat. Or yavat agnihotram juhoti. Two sentences. One must perform agnihotram ritual until one's last breath. This is what is said in the Karmakanda. Therefore, what it implies is, Shruti Choditani Karmani Kartavyani. The rituals prescribed by the Shruti must be performed, which means one should pursue jnanam along with the performance of karma. Even after attainment of jnanam also, one must perform rituals. Which means one must always combine karma, jnanam with the karma as a means of attainment of moksha. And this is what is for all the people of all ashramas. This synthesis of karma and jnanam has been emphasized by Bhagavan in Bhagavad Gita. This is how they begin their introduction itself. Okay, this is what they present, who? Jnana Karma Samuchyavadis present this in their introduction to Bhagavad Gita itself. Imagine how they will present, interpret the Bhagavad Gita later on. Okay, I'm going to stop today. Okay, and if I have not given much today, that's okay. Will go so the but still will become we have very, 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 I promise you, you will have thorough, clear understanding of Bhagavad Gita by the time we complete it. Sometimes it won't be as all the class will not be the same. Except Shankaracharya, all the schools uniformly state this. That's why there is, even the view is the same, but they have their own different interpretation within themselves, they have differences. So the clashes. They disagree with each other. So we'll see how Shankara Bhagavatpada beautifully, effortlessly is going to refute all their views later on. That's when karma, even though karma yoga is the main topic of the chapter, here we'll also understand the different views of different schools of thought, different systems of philosophy, how they all, how they all have logical fallacies in their views, also understand. It's all for our firm understanding, doubt-free understanding, isn't it? So we'll continue next class, okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.